Absolute Radio Country is filled with the best sounds from Nashville 24 hours a day. But even we can't fit in everything. You'll find a full story right here. This is Country Music Talk, the podcast that takes you behind the scenes of the world of country music.
We love bringing you the biggest names from the world of country music here on the podcast, so thank you for listening. Remember to subscribe if you haven't already, and that way you'll never miss an episode. And if you're in the UK, you can listen to Absolute Radio Country live and enjoy the No Repeat Guarantee. It's our promise to never play the same song twice during your workday between 9 to 5, Monday to Friday. Right, on with the podcast.
This is the Country Music Talk Podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
Really excited to welcome our next guest to Absolute Radio Country. We've been playing him a lot. We've never met him, but we're going to have a little chat with him, get to know him before he comes over and we meet him in person for C2C. Max McNown, hello.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Are you used to being a star yet? You know, because you're everywhere. You're everywhere all of a sudden.
You know, I think one of the goals is to make my immediate surroundings stay as consistent as possible,
yeah,
no matter how much the exterior is changing. So
that's
it doesn't feel, I mean, right now I'm in the house that I'm in my family's house in Oregon right now for today and then part of tomorrow. And then I fly to Minneapolis for the next show. But I mean, I got my dog next to me. I'm probably going to take him to the park later today.
Perfect.
So it doesn't feel too different yet. I mean, I will say having, I woke up a couple days ago to Kelly Clarkson covering A Lot More Free. And that was one of the most surreal moments of my life.
That must have been something that you wouldn't have even had on a list that could have happened.
No, as they say, the 2025 bingo card was fooled.
Have you met Kelly Clarkson yet?
No. She was like an amazing person. She is and was an icon throughout my whole life.
Yeah.
Like, it would have already been crazy if, like, I covered one of her songs and she commented. But hearing my words come out of her mouth was insane. So as far as, I think that is stardom to me. Like, my everyday life is not really changing much, and that's the goal. But to see things like that happen is when I'm like, oh, things are getting crazy.
Yeah, that, things are different. Well, I mean, listen, obviously we love hearing about Kelly Clarkson, but the main question I want is, what is your dog's name and what kind of
Zion.
Dog is it?
It's Zion. It's a German Shepherd.
Lovely. Yeah.
Zion, come here. Let's see if I can get him up here.
He must be so pleased to see you. Oh, Zion, look at him. Look at that. Little kisses from Zion. Perfect. Glorious.
You brought me over here. I might as well just try to... All right.
Absolutely. It must be things like that, though, that you miss when you're on the road, right? Like Zion.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
Just normal stuff.
Well, you can FaceTime your family, but you can't FaceTime your dog.
Well, I mean, you can't.
You can try.
Yeah, I've tried it. They don't react. They're a little bit confused about it. But, you know, you say you're getting ready to walk Zion in the park. And, you know, I have a dog. And I have to say, my life is nowhere near as crazy as yours. But I know that on a day where I'm just really doing a million things and I'm running around everywhere, I've had a super busy week, I love being able to just take my dog to the park or take him for a long walk, because it's almost like, obviously, it's great for my dog and it's great for me, but it's great for my mental health as well to just be out there and walking.
Yeah, that type of thing, those little things become outlets. And what I've noticed is my music used to be my outlet. I used to go on drives and just listen to music like nonstop. That was like how I basically coped with being a high schooler. And now I don't really, admittedly, I was actually just thinking about this yesterday, I don't really have that anymore. I don't listen to a ton of music right now for enjoyment, because it's become this passion of mine has become my job. Mm-hmm. And so I try to find other ways to kind of pull me out of it, because now I listen to music from an artist's viewpoint, where I'm like, I've put out a bunch of music and now when I listen to music, I'm like, okay, how could, like, that's a really good, you know, that sounds amazing, and like, oh, I wish I could write lyrics like that. And then I start to just get in my head, and so music has almost lost its outlet potential. And
I understand.
Stuff like walking the dog and Xbox, things like that, just being with my family, like,
yeah,
kind of the stuff that just kind of brings you out of all music all the time is important.
I know exactly what you're saying because obviously I work in music and radio and that sort of thing. And if I want to decompress, if I'm listening to music, it's my work brain just kicks in, and I think, well, you know, I think about it from a radio standpoint or from a whatever kind of work perspective. And so sometimes I have to just listen to something completely outside of any of the genres that I deal with in order to be able to enjoy it without thinking about it from a work perspective. So I
Yeah,
absolutely
it's a good
get,
idea.
yeah, I get, yeah, I just go to a completely different genre, where
Heavy
I,
metal.
yeah, heavy metal or I mean anything that's just like completely outside of country Americana roots, which is kind of everything that I deal with. So I hear what you're saying. So we should talk about your music, the debut album Wandering. So A Lot More Free, that's the one that Kelly Clarkson discovered, right? Is that, yeah, that's the one that she discovered. That is probably the first one that we kind of discovered you through and started playing that a lot. Our new one that we're loving from you, Better Me for You, Brown Eyes. This is from Night Diving. So tell us about so the debut album was Wandering. Night Diving is the follow-up.
Yes.
Okay. So do you feel like and in terms of these albums, like was Wandering done before this big boom happened for you, or has all of this happened since you went viral on TikTok and social media?
Yeah, good question. I've actually gone, we call it mini viral, but I've gone mini viral a few times where it's like a post will get 500,000, 2 million views, and like
Right.
I think one day, like 2 years ago, I Googled what is technically viral?
Yeah, am I viral?
Google.
Is Max McNown
Yeah, Google told me
viral?
it's like semi-viral is 500,000 and viral is 1 million views, which now looking back, I don't get why, but that is how I consider like, mini viral.
Sure, it's good to have gateposts.
So A Lot More Free has kind of done that like little spike 3 or 4 times now.
Okay.
And so I would Wandering technically came out as an album after the first spike. So
Okay.
it's had kind of 3 more of those. And the most recent one, it went viral and the virality was attached to me performing it live. And we saw a big difference there in tickets purchased and
Right.
overall follower fan gain, like all of that, because it was no longer this just audio people were hearing. So that virality came after Wandering.
I got you. I hear you knocking. We should talk about kind of what started. And I don't know. Listen, I haven't Googled this, so I don't know if it was mini viral or viral. But you will know, like the video of you busking in California is kind of the thing that opened the door. Is that correct?
Yeah, I mean that was the first step. I don't think none of those street performing videos or videos of me kind of sitting in front of the camera singing, they never went any form of viral. In fact, I posted those almost every day as a promise to myself initially that I was just going to keep trying, and like the views weren't really going up that much. It wasn't until I jumped on Omegle and started playing for strangers
Right.
that things started to really change, and like those videos started to go viral as I was covering Zach Bryan and Tyler Childers. I had like certain videos just go crazy, and then I just thought, why don't I promote my own music by doing this exact same formula by singing to these random strangers? And that is what where Freezing in November was born, my first song
Okay, I
when that
got
was
you.
released. Yeah,
I
but
got you.
everything started. I always if you scrolled back far enough and stalked my Instagram, the post that was like the true beginning, because there's so many beginnings. There's a joke with my manager. It's like, I'm a huge Lord of the Rings fan, and whenever
Right.
something big happens, I send Théoden saying, "So it begins," with like the rain hitting him before the Battle of Helm's Deep. My point being, there's so many beginnings, and street performing on the pier was number one. Like that was like
Right.
I did it. I took a step, tiny step, sang for a bunch of people walking around that some may have wanted to hear, some may have not wanted to hear, and but I decided that day that I was starting music.
Okay,
So
that's the
that,
day that in
so
your head you were like, this is the day.
yes. So although those videos never exploded, that was when I said, I'm not going to stop until I hopefully make it someday,
Well, I mean, you're making it. Do you feel like you're
Yeah.
making it? Because it seems like you're making it.
I do. I feel like I feel like a mindset that I've kept has been pretty level hopes and just let just kind of keep your head down and keep grinding and let come what may. Which has led to me kind of not fully being able to enjoy some big moments. Like when I played the Opry, I feel like I wasn't a, I didn't it didn't register to me that I
Right.
played the Opry until like months later.
Okay.
I think that is kind of the mindset I've been in. So it everything registers late because I'm so just like, okay, what's the next thing? What's the next like after I released the Wandering album, I was like, what's this next song I'm gonna put out? Okay, here comes this, here comes it. You know, it's like it's just nonstop.
But
So
you know, I hear that
you're
from a lot of people. I hear that from a lot of artists, you know, whether it's artists that are kind of where you are with it just, you know, and so it begins, or whether it's Lainey Wilson, you know, and how busy her life is and taking the time to kind of be able to stop and appreciate that stuff is quite difficult when you're so busy. So I think
Yeah.
that what you're going through is something that a lot of artists, because there's even people who don't work in music and people who do completely other things, there'll be moments in their life that they'll either have dreamed about forever or they'll been working towards forever, and they'll be so busy that when it actually happens, your thought
Wasn't.
process is just, how can I be really good at
Yeah.
this moment? And then what is the next thing? And it's not until it's over that you're able to look back and go, whew, that was a big deal.
Yeah, and
Because
that leads
playing the
to I
Opry
feel
is a big deal.
Yeah, thank you. I agree. I feel like it's also led to me a thought process of catastrophizing, like which
Right.
is I don't know if that's actually a word, but
It
my
is a word.
cold
It is a word.
it is okay.
Yes.
So it's led me to kind of think like I can't let up on the gas pedal because this might be the biggest I'll ever be in my life. You know, like and that definitely takes appreciation away when you think about it that way. I try not to because like when A Lot More Free had its big explosion and it ended up doing hundreds and hundreds of thousands of streams a day, rather than look at that as like, oh my gosh, I'm way bigger. I have these lifetime fans now that are like coming to all my shows and stuff. I was looking at the last 3 days and I was like, uh-oh, it's starting to trend down. Does that mean I'm just gonna go down and plummet into nothingness? Like it's such an interesting world of music we live in with streaming and
Yeah, but also
the
catastrophizing is something that people do in their everyday life. You know, I mean, it's something that I do that I try and keep a handle on. And whether it's about your career, whether it's about crossing the street and thinking a bus is going to veer off and suddenly hit you and you're just standing there
ew.
minding your business. I mean, people catastrophize. And I think
This
it's,
could be it. Yeah.
yeah, and I think it's important. I mean, it's great that you actually talk about that because, you know, that also has a mental health knock on where people need to realize, like, hey, because people could look at you and be like, well, Max McNown's got it all going on. But for them to hear you talk about that you still have these doubts and these worries and these things creep in, it's a nice thing. It's a nice thing for people to hear because it means people aren't alone, you know? It means people aren't alone in their thoughts. And because your music obviously touches them in one way, but it's nice for people to get to know that you're human as well, you know, even though you're having all this success. In terms of the song A Lot More Free, outside of the numbers and what it's done for your career and all of those doors that it's open, what does it mean to you as a song?
The writing room was extremely honest when when I wrote it. Like it was just a, it was written about a very personal situation to me, and so to me it means one thing. And I've purposely never gone in depth about exactly what it mean what it's about because I just don't. I've absolutely healed, and so has everybody involved in the situation. And so, the most amazing thing for me. And what the song has meant to me has kind of been seeing what it's meant for other people. It's almost like my dad told me once that when you release a song, it's no longer yours. I forget who he was quoting, but when you release a song, you're giving it to the people that listen to your music, and how they perceive it is the reality for them. So it's no longer like the A Lot More Free could be about whatever it was written about for me, but for some of the people that come up to me after shows, it's about divorce. It's about, you know, like these huge, huge things that it's taken shape into. And, you know, that is the most meaningful thing to me. That's what the song means to me. It's almost like this general healing song. And it strayed so far from what it initially was. It's just like, now it's something completely different in the best way possible.
That's the great thing about songs and art in general, that we talk about this a lot, as something that can be so personal to you, and then to other people, it is also really personal, but about something completely different. And that's how you know you're onto something there, when people can relate to something that's really personal to you, but just on a global scale, which is what's happening. I also want to talk about your collaboration with Hayley Witters. We love Hayley Witters, mm-hmm. and you did Roses and Wolves. Did you know her before? How did that collaboration come about?
I did not know her before. Honestly, it's a pretty simple story. It was, I didn't know her personally, but I had Right. known her music for a long time, and I knew that she was, I had a lot of respect for her, both vocally, like her talent, and also just how respected she was in the country music scene. Mm-hmm. And so when I saw her cover, at the time when I asked her to cover, I wouldn't have, it was kind of a long shot. Like, she didn't know me. I was just kind of, hoping and praying, you know, but what triggered me to make the move and reach out was, her collaboration with Evan Hohner.
Oh yeah.
And, on Fighting For.
Mm-hmm.
And I think two things. One thing, I heard the way that she sang in that song, and I was like, that I really want a voice that beautiful to be a duet. I already knew I wanted a duet on Roses and Wolves. And so when I heard her sing on Evan Hohner's song, that's the first thing I thought. And the second thing I thought was, Evan's kind of a country adjacent feeling. He's kind of folky country singer.
Yeah, he's a country cousin.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And so I was like, That kind of opened a door for me. I was like, okay, well, she seems to be willing, so let's take a shot and let's see what happens. And we ended up meeting up and filming, you know, the video for it and hanging out all day then. And it was super fun. She's just a genuine good human and a genuine talent.
Do you think that you will now do a collaboration with Kelly Clarkson?
Oh man, it seems to be getting demanded in the comment section. I will put it out there that would be incredible. And there's a lot of people that have covered a lot more Free in its lifetime. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of an interesting, it's a belter, as yeah. I call it. You have to belt it. And when I heard her sing it, it was like, okay, all right. She knows what she's doing. She absolutely crushed it. And if I had my way, absolutely, yes. I can't say whether or not we will, because I've never met her, and she probably doesn't actually know much of who I am. She just
you would be, you never know. You never know.
Oh, but that would be... Oh, and you know what's the craziest thing is, it's a big kind of irony, because I don't know if you knew this, but I was I went to California and I got the golden ticket for
American
Idol.
Yes, and you decided it wasn't for you, right?
Yes, and she is the golden child of American Idol.
She is, yeah.
She is like one of the most famous ever to do it. And to see, it's like I you know, respectfully and politely decided that was not the move for me in that time, and that's not an easy decision to make, because
no.
there's a lot of success that has come from that show, and so it was kind of difficult. I talked with my family and I talked with all of my team, and I was like, hey, what do we do? It was like,
and especially with all your catastrophizing, you might have been like, oh, this is my one big shot. Yeah,
this is it. And I got the golden ticket. I was yeah. like, I'm gonna be aired on TV, who cares how far I go? But when I decided not to do it, I think the Kelly Clarkson covering a lot more Free was like God telling me, like,
it's okay.
Like, yeah, it's okay.
You made the right decision.
Your song is now being covered by one of the greatest to ever come from the show.
Yes.
And so that was a funny full circle thing that, you know, didn't hit me until a couple days after.
Yeah, I mean, and it's also a reminder, just trust your gut and it'll all work out. It'll be okay. If you had to cover a Kelly Clarkson song, which would it be?
Oh man, honestly, I'm not sure. Her vocal capabilities are so much greater than mine. I would have to knock her down a couple octaves, and I would have to sing without any, of the incredible vocal gymnastics that she's capable of doing. And so I've never really tried. I was always kind of, ever since the beginning on the pier, it's
Yeah.
been a lot of kind of the Zach Bryan, Tyra Childers world.
I hear you knocking, but I mean, she covered you. Maybe you could just knock up a version of Because of You and pop it online. Yes. Yes. Hey, just before I let you go, and I know we're going to see each other next month because you're going to come into the studio where we can say howdy properly because you are coming over to the UK to play C2C. I mean,
And
you're
I've never
doing.
been.
Yeah, all right. I was going to say. So I think you're doing Berlin and Oslo and Rotterdam and a few other places as well, right? But you're definitely going to come see us in London. And you've never been to the UK. I know that you will probably have heard about C2C and the crowds and the UK audience and kind of all of that sort of stuff. Is there anything that you are just excited about outside of performing in the UK and meeting UK fans? Is there anything you're excited about? England in general? Have you ever had a thing where like, I really want to go to England, or are you just going to take it as it
Absolutely.
comes?
Absolutely. Believe it or not, one of my like early childhood dreams or kind of goals was to become an architect. I'm
Okay.
absolutely fascinated by architecture.
Yeah.
Y'all have a lot older architecture than we do in the States, especially
Oh, we do.
on the West Coast.
Yeah.
Because it's just in the grand scheme of things, so new,
Oh yeah, you'll pass
So
buildings that are older than America. It'll be a pub. It'll be like a work. It won't be a
okay.
museum. It'll be
It's
working.
like See, yeah, that's one of the things I look forward to most. But I also am looking forward to hopefully the we're trying to schedule like 2 extra nights after the final show
Okay.
in London to
Hang out.
just go explore, go try things. Do you
Great.
have any recommendations? Because I'm that's me trying to be very intentional about not getting stuck in the cycle
I
and
hear
try
you.
to schedule a couple nights and be like, I'm in London right now. Like, I've
Yes.
never been here in my life.
Well, from an architecture standpoint, you're going to absolutely love it because you're right. Obviously, there are loads of things that are just centuries old and you pass them all the time. But also, London is a really great city in that we have really interesting, challenging new architecture as well, kind of sitting side by side. And whether that is low rise things or whether that's skyscrapers that are done just in a unique way that maybe they wouldn't be done elsewhere. So your architecture geek is going to absolutely love London. And when you come in to see us ahead of your couple of days off, we're going to sit down and we'll have some recommendations for you. Maybe we'll get some from listeners as well that
Yeah,
we can share with you by
I
the
love
time you
that.
get
I love that.
here.
How's the coffee over there? What's the go-to?
The coffee is great. It wasn't always the case, but certainly it has come on, and now there's a very thriving single source coffee scene that you will. Are you a coffee guy? Are you a coffee guy?
Man, yeah, I love it. That's one of my favorite things about just waking up in all these different cities is just finding the different like little independent coffee shops to go try something of.
We've got great coffee, but we're kind of tea people.
Okay.
We're all
Yeah.
about the tea.
I've just had herbal tea last night. I'm a big herbal guy. Chamomile, is one of my
Okay.
favorites. Some chamomile with honey.
Well, you'll have to have what they call here builder's tea, and they say it's builder's tea just because it's just straight. It'd be like construction workers, you'd say in America. We call them builders here. On their tea break, they've just got a good, honest cup of tea with sugar and milk.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
It.
like,
It's
okay.
what we do. It's what we do. So we'll make sure that you get a good, honest cup of builder's tea while you're over here.
You'll have to have one at when we meet up.
Oh yeah, we'll make sure you have one. We can sort that out for you, Max. Thanks for taking the time to have a chat with us. Can't wait to meet you. And when you come
Yeah.
over here, it'll be here before you know it. Max McDowell coming over to play C2C, and it'll be here like that, Max.
That's how it
So
works. Yeah, you
that's
think
how
it's
it
far
works.
out, you think it's far out, and then it's just right underneath you.
Yeah, and we'll catch up with, because no doubt you will have been all over the place before you get here between now and then. So we'll catch up while
How's it
you're over
going?
here. Big love to Zion.
He doesn't leave my side. He's just laying right over there.
And enjoy the dog walk, and we'll see you soon.
I will. All
All
right. Thank you so
right.
much.
The Country Music Talk podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
An in-depth look behind the scenes at the world of country music.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. We'll have another dropping soon for y'all, so don't forget to keep it country.
If you enjoy the Country Music Talk podcast, chances are you'll also enjoy Absolute Radio Country. It's the place where real music matters, and we love country music just as much as you do. You'll find us online on the free Absolute Radio app, on digital radio throughout the UK, or just ask your smart speaker to play Absolute Radio Country.